know, I was thinking when we were talking a lot about death that in the case of death we can say, oh God, not this person, and nothing that can be taken from this life and so on. But in the case of someone in a coma, then still in this life, and of course the worry or concern is the problem, but any way to have wise reflection, just reflect about karma and just opportunity
so
for equanimity.
So common.
It's like Pathamacitta, Tutiyacitta, and then the Tutiyacitta are the same.
Yeah. And we never know what kind of cittas there are.
Like just yesterday's, all the yesterday's happenings, no use to think about.
No. And when you say so common, you mean just so common,
like seeing, hearing anything by conditions the way it is, from Pathamacitta to Tudiyacitta.
And in a coma, the same, different cheetahs, different Bhavanga cheetahs, different sense door process cheetahs.
When there are more understanding, it's useless just to think in terms of words, like Pachyanti and so forth, because this can be only foundation for Panya to see the anatomist. But when the anatomist understanding becomes more and more firmly, then one knows that
just Pachyanti, not a person at all. No one there.
So the Panya will see that without the awareness of a reality, it's impossible to really penetrate what one said many, many hundred thousand times about anittaness.
Yes. About cheetahs and cheetah seekers. Bhavanga cheetahs, Viti cheetahs. Just all depending on different conditions. Otherwise, always my friend or the person in a coma, the person who's died, this and that.
And there are now not just one kind for all four ahara pachaya.
Uchitana and bhaja.
Four kinds of conditions?
No, ahara pachaya.
Four kinds of ahara pachaya.
It's Chetana and Paza.
Yes, now there is also Chetana and there's Paza. And food like that. Okay. Another one is Vinyana. Chitta. Vinyana Hara. It means each chitta brings food. That is Chetasika. The food, the Vinyana, brings result like Chetasika. Like when we eat and we are full, and then when Vinyana arises, the other Chetasikas and Rupa can arise together.
I was thinking, Ajahn, recently about the faith in the Buddha, that he was so great being that show us the path. And sometimes I recollect in the Buddha virtues because he teach, for example, Adita Pariyaya Sutta, and we are so forgetful during the life, but whatever the Blessed One say is true and is to be checked.
What about the other suttas?
I don't remember that.
Because we talk about Adita Pariyaya Sutta, one sutta only, many, many times. What about the other sutta? The meaning must be exactly the same, but the wise of teaching, the way it taught, is different. Just to see realities as they are, clearer, as no self, and it's gone.
Just coming together of different realities from moment to moment.
So when it seems like we eat lots of different food, but only taste.
What about visible objects?
Invisible objects. But when eating, it seems like we tell ourselves
as
different things.
Can consume the food. Yes. The lopa can consume visible objects.
Yes.
Exactly the same.
But cannot,
we think only one way, one doorway, but actually all five and six doorways, exactly the same.
No, but it cannot be ahara.
Because if we talk about ahara, we consider only the four ahara to be really ahara. But by the other way, every reality which is experienced is ahara for attachment, aversion, and kusala, depending on jhavana.
But not by way of ahara pachaya.
We don't have to think only just one pachaya. By way of ahara pachaya, it can be jetana, which intend to consume that particular object when it comes, and vinyana hara. So when it's not taste, there are three ahara pachaya, three ahara pachaya.
Experiencing an object, there is vinyana. So consuming the object, so even in a moment of seeing, it's consuming visible objects.
It's like now, right now. See, this is a point right now, until it is right now, not only in the book or in our mind, but now, see, the sound is consumed already, unknowingly, because it is conditioned to experience that sound and eat it or consume it, yeah, instantly.
So could you explain again about vinyana as ahara pachaya?
It brings the cetasikas, yeah? Mm-hmm. Like ahara will bring what you call, you are full because of ahara.
Yes.
Yeah. It's already tasted its object. And
ahara is the nutrition, not the taste. Not the taste.
A nutrient is not a reality, is it?
Not ocha.
There is a reality with that name.
Okay.
It's not the conventional idea of nutrition.
Right.
Like even in each little rupa, here there is there is nutriment in each kalapa.
So that's the connection with the consuming, is it?
Well, there are four kinds. She's talking about ahara, nutriment, pachya. And so there is the nutriment in the food that conditions rupa. And there's actually nutriment in each kalapa of rupas. But she's talking about the other kinds of ahara pachya, such as vinyana or citta. So when vinyana consumes its object, when it experiences the object, we can also say this is ahara pachya, another kind of ahara pachya.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
So, and chetana, intention, each moment there is intention to see or hear, or with each citta, it by ahara pachya, it intends its object. So it tastes its object in this sense.
There are only six phasa, like chaku sampazo, sota sampazo, gana sampazo, jiva sampazo, kaya sampazo, and mano sampazo. Six phasa, six aharas.
By six ways.
Experiencing an object by six ways, by ahara pachya. So actually, ahara pachya is actually a very broad condition, because each moment of citta, we can say, it arises also by...
Even the Arupa Brahma and Rupa Brahma, they do not eat food, but they have ahara pachaya.
The mental ahara, yeah.
Kasa and vinyana.
The object at each moment of experience. So this is why the other day she was talking a lot about consuming the object and at each moment.
Now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, but not known. Not known.
But learn to know. Just learn to know everything which is unknown. Yeah.
Sachanyana, kichanyana, katanyana.
Right. And look, yana is now.
Sachanyana.
Sachanyana. Sachanyana?
Sachanyana.
Or just learn to know about satcha, but not yana yet. Yeah, because jhana must be very firm understanding. Never move from reality right now, satya jhana, as not self, even when we talk about ahara or people and things, they are only paramada dhamma, the nature of reality only. Like sound, you know what language?
No.
But it's ahara already, because the lopa consumed it with ignorance or attachment or aversion or fusala.
So when you say then it's ahara, what is ahara?
Hasahara for hearing, yeah. Vinyanahara. Yeah. Without vinyana, nothing can arise. Yeah.
Like seeing now, when you say it can't be known, but actually seeing now, tasting its object, its visible object, so it doesn't matter whether we use the word ahara or any other, but actually we know there is seeing now, otherwise nothing would appear, no light would appear.
It was when Jonathan said about that nutrient was not a reality, that's what I meant about that it cannot be known in a way that a reality can be known.
I think it means what he meant was what we consider as nutrient, like we have an idea of food or healthy foods or something, that is not so, our conventional idea of nutrient is not...
It's different to that.
It's different from the reality, because it's actually a story about realities, isn't it? Learning to live alone with realities doesn't mean, oh, okay, that you have to suffer like this.
It's not like that at all, because you see the meaning of living alone. Even right now, right understanding arises, and then the meaning of living alone is
just
there.
A moment of
but
seeing.
Yes. It's not right understanding. Even we think, or I'm thinking about Punina. In reality, I'm thinking about citta, cetasika, and rupa too. See, by understanding that, we understand clearer and better.
Yes.
Even at that moment of thinking of someone.
Yes.
And that
always.
Is, Dhamma goes everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. When panya is there, it's see in reality as no one.
Yeah.
So grateful to Sarah and Jonathan, the way they helped me when I just arrived. It was so good and so nice to be at the same hotel and be with them and talk with them. Because her mother always says it is very special to be with Sarah and Jonathan. That's her mother says that. So nice.
Well, it's always, we're all very happy to have you here with us, Nina. And I think it was actually very, especially because you hadn't travelled on your own and it's quite soon. So it was quite courageous to come. So
yeah, it's
we're
the
very
first
happy.
Time that I have to be independent, you know. Like it was everything for me. I never had to think of finances or anything.
When one was born, one knows that one will never live alone. But when panya arises, only that moment, then there can be the understanding of there is no one except reality.
Yeah,
but they go together, because one cannot live alone at our parents and friends and so on. But the understanding, even then, right understanding, does not cling as very permanent thing. But understanding the way Dharma element has to be.
No matter, no matter how life goes, whether here or there.
Because one is with Dhamma, understanding, or with Lopa, see?
Yeah, right.
Different moments.
Yeah.
Thinking about Chitta, Chetasika, and Rupa, and it's just thinking now that people think that then, oh, it means that one's not helping, or that one has to think in this way or that in order to really help. But actually, developing understanding doesn't mean not helping or doing anything, but we all know how to help, so it's the understanding we don't know about.
They are all elements. us, that's
yes,
all.
That's it.
And we think that, oh, this is I and
my friend, my
yeah.
son, my.
Yeah. Actually, it's so
just
elements.
Just understanding the way conditioned elements arise and fall. And when you said the other day that, or as we often say, that if it's not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, then it's thinking, and I was thinking of vitaka, but you said not sampaticcana and santirana, but actually vitaka arises with sampaticcana, santirana, but you mentioned not sampaticcana, santirana, but
if
after
we, if
that...
If we can know, it should be stressed.
Yes.
But if no one can know, just
yes.
the seeing and attachment, we better talk about that.
Yes.
But in details in Abhidhamma, it's pointed out each citta, which is not necessary to keep on repeating.
Yes.
Sampaticcana and santirana and
yes.
mona otavara.
But in what sense, for example,
Even the Pitika itself just sum up into three different words, Padamma and Tudiya and Pachita.
Yes, that's enough.
Yes.
Yes.
So it depends on the individual's understanding to know what is there, even if it's not mentioned.
Yes.
Like the Vijnana Chariya and Anjana and Jnana.
See? Yes. Yes.
What is not included.
What is there? But, for example, after seeing in the sense door, in the it is thinking because vitaka arises with those kusala and akusala chitta.
When we talk about thinking, that's all we know about the an aspect of vitaka.
Yes.
But when we think of, even through the sense door process, vitaka follows the chakku vijnana
yes.
instantly. So without it, sampaticcana cannot
yeah.
arise. So Buddha pointed out the paccaya for each citta. But it does mean that even at the sense though, it thinks.
No.
It doesn't think in words or anything
no.
at all. It just receives.
Experiences the object with vitaka.
Yeah.
So in that sense, we could say there is thinking as soon as seeing has fallen away. But
we don't talk about sampaticcana, santirana, vatara, or sense door, the whole sense door process. We just talk about now, see?
Yes.
Seeing and thinking can
yeah,
be known.
That's it.
Otherwise, we pay attention to those
words
even
and
if,
the details.
Yeah.
I was just wishing to clarify what you mentioned about when you said not at the moments of sampaticcana, santirana, but... Kusala and Akusala is thinking, but actually no words at that moment. But
even it's mentioned, though, you used to
no.
try to think
yeah.
about it.